Happy New Year, Doug. With a new year comes a new legislature and a new governor. Today, we talk with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network about what that could mean for little kids in Maryland.
We're optimistic for the 2023 session because there's a lot at stake for Maryland families. In 2022, we had some major advancements on the policy front for young children, and we have every reason to believe that lawmakers will want to build on those successes this year.
Can you give us some specifics? What are some areas where you anticipate progress?
The big headline last year was the passage of the Time to Care Act, which gave families paid time away from work in the event of a new child, death of a loved one, or to care for a sick family member. We'll be teaming up with a very dedicated coalition to make sure that benefit is implemented in the way it was intended. And likewise, there was a child care package that was passed in 2022, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that to be sure families have access to supports like child care scholarship funds. Paid family leave and child care are essential public goods which benefit everyone.
Indeed. Whether directly or indirectly, we all benefit when we both work and take care of our family. What issue would you say would really make Maryland competitive with other states?
We'd love for 2023 to be the year that Maryland makes pre-K a reality for every family who wants it. Quality early childhood education was a cornerstone recommendation of the Blueprint for Maryland's Future. The governor-elect has talked about its importance. Economists and education experts agree on the value of pre-K. It's one of the few things that people of all political parties agree on. So let's make it happen in 2023.
Thanks, Doug. And Happy New Year.